What about the issue of HER2 negative tumors and anthracyclines?
So then the big question became exactly what you've alluded to. What about the HER2 negative cases? Now, the clinical data, which trump everything, seemed to indicate that there was no benefit in the HER2 negative cases. But we wanted to take it a step further. So what we did was we took a trial we did in the BCRG called the BCRG-005 trial, which was a FISH negative, HER2 negative trial. And we ask, how often do you find topoisomerase 2L amplification in those women? And out of 1,800 cases analyzed, there's not a single case that has topo 2 amplification. And I think that explains why all of the old analyses, over three decades worth of trials, randomized trials run by four or five different groups, more than 7,000 patients, all show the same thing. There's no incremental benefit of anthracycline-based therapy over non-anthracycline-based therapy for the vast majority of patients.
So what's your take on how you put this all together?
So the way we put it all together is we don't use anthracycline. So the regimen we use based on the U.S. oncology data that's been presented by Steve Jones is TC in our non-HER2 positive patients for adjuvant therapy. I'm always asked, well, do you mean you would use TC even for a node positive case? And the answer is unequivocally, yes. I don't believe, based on the data, which are significant and have been around for a while, that there's any incremental benefit for anthracyclines in these patients. So we don't use it.
I'm sure the one area you get a lot of argument would be the node positive, again, HER2 negative patients, and not using anthracycline, and that's kind of like heresy. What's your thinking there?
So my thinking is to reverse the question on the questioner, and that is show me the data that demonstrate there's an incremental benefit. And there's virtually no data, including looking at node positives based on Soon Paik's analysis, that there's any benefit, incremental benefit of anthracyclines over non-anthracyclines for the vast majority of human breast cancer. So I don't believe it has a role in the adjuvant setting. The reason we're using it is the Oxford overview that showed this 4-5% benefit, but that was due to a closer to 30% benefit in about 8% of the breast cancers that have topo 2.